Thank you, David. Everybody, pay attention to the screen right now. We're going to watch a video first.
Great!
And Wolfman, too.
Yeah, listen, ready? Check this out.
I'm the Great Bambino!
What?
I'm the Great Bambino!
What?
I'm the Great Bambino. Oh.
Who's that? What?
I had no idea who they were talking about.
What did you say?
What, were you born in a barn, man?
Yeah, what planet are you from?
But there was no way I could let them know.
You never heard of the Salt and a Swat?
The Titan of Terror.
The Colossus of Clout?
The Colossus of Clout.
The King of Crash, man.
So? I lied.
Oh, yeah, the Great Bambino. Of course. I thought you said the Great Bambi.
That wimpy deer?
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
Listen to me, Smalls. It's the matter of life and death. Where did your old man get that ball?
What? I don't know. Some lady gave it to him. Why?
What?
Lady? Yeah, she even signed her name on it. Some lady named Ruth. Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth! Ah! Baby Ruth!
Smalls, you mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah, but I was gonna bring it back.
But it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
What?
The Sultan of Swat.
The King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
The Great Bambino!
All right, Mel, you can turn the lights on. These guys couldn't believe that Smalls didn't know who Babe Ruth was. Now, is there anybody in here that before watching this didn't know who Babe Ruth was? One, it's okay. Babe Ruth was known as probably the greatest baseball player to ever live. And so pretty much anybody who's grown up in America knows who Babe Ruth was. Most people who've grown up anywhere in the world know who Babe Ruth was. And these guys couldn't believe that Smalls didn't know who he was. You know, it got Smalls in a lot of trouble that he didn't know who he was. And he couldn't put together with all these nicknames who Babe Ruth actually was. And one fear that I have is that a lot of us live our whole lives around church. You know, we grew up in a great country to where you hear the name of God and the name of Jesus all the time, and there's churches on every corner. And we're around God a lot, the idea of God. And my fear is that all of us grow up around this, and we hear the name God, but we don't really know what it means. We don't really know who God is. So what I want to do is take a look at who God really is. And one way we're going to do that is by looking at all the nicknames of God. Just like in here, they looked at all the nicknames of Babe Ruth, we're going to look at some of the nicknames of God. In Isaiah 9:6, they're talking about Jesus. This is Isaiah, and he's prophesying about when Jesus is going to be born. And he says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders." And then he gives four nicknames that Jesus will be called by. It says, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." So to take a look at who Jesus and who God really is, we're going to take a look at these four names this morning. So when you hear the name Wonderful Counselor, well, what does that really mean? In the Bible, you know, there in Isaiah 9:6 where it says wonderful counselor, the word counselor there means to give advice. To give advice. And if you look in James 1:5 through 7, it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Now, all of us in here need advice. Has anyone in here ever gotten bad advice? I've gotten a lot of bad advice before. There was one time, we're going on a Pine Cove retreat this weekend, and there was one time that I went on a retreat. I was about some of your guys' age, and I was going on a retreat with my church, and we didn't take big charter buses. We took 15-passenger vans. So there were like six 15-passenger vans all driving to this retreat, and we all had to stop for gas. And so, you know, each van would get gas, and then we'd all line up at the exit to leave. And I was in the back of the very front van. And me and one of my friends started talking, and we thought it'd be a really good idea to moon the rest of the vans. So we opened up the back doors to the van, and we sat up on the back seat, and we both mooned everybody else in the van. The problem is that my mom was sitting in the van right behind us, and I got in a lot of trouble. So that was some really bad advice. Actually, we have a picture of it. No, I'm joking. We don't have a picture of it. There was some really bad advice that I listened to think that that was a good idea. Look, there's a lot of people, a lot of media in this world trying to give you guys advice. There are books, there's TV shows, everybody's trying to give you guys advice. God gave us one great book called the Bible that is our advice, book of advice for life. And there are so many different places that you look for advice because you probably need advice every day. And God is not someone that wants you to figure it out for yourself. He's given you the book of advice for you to go to. He wants to be your wonderful counselor. He wants to show you how to live a wonderful life by giving you advice in his book. The next name is Mighty God. If you read there in Psalm 18:2 through 3, it says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies." See, this is David talking, and God called David a man after his own heart. David really knew God, and this was his picture of him. A lot of times our pictures of God are these sweet little portraits that are painting that show God with this, Jesus with this flowing hair, and there's sun rays coming out of his face, and he's got a little child that he's holding up, and we get these little prissy boy pictures of Jesus. Right here, the word mighty that is used to describe God is the same word they use to describe a warrior. You know, God is a warrior. He's tough. He can protect you. You know, there's a story about Moses in the Old Testament, and Moses and the Israelites, who are God's people, are fleeing from this whole Egyptian army. And God, in all his mighty warrior power, took a whole river and dammed it up, just made the water stop flowing. And this big wall of water was built, and he allowed the Israelites to go across safely. And then when their enemies got in the middle of the river, he just wiped them out with the water. That's the God we serve. You know, a lot of times our picture of Jesus and the world's picture of Jesus is really wimpy. But our God's a warrior. He can protect you. How many of you guys have ever been scared before? Have you ever turned to God for comfort? You know, a lot of times when we get scared, we turn to so many other things for comfort. But God also wants to be there to comfort you. So he wants to be your wonderful counselor to be there to give you advice, and he wants to be your mighty God to give you comfort. The third thing he is he's the everlasting Father. And it says in 2 Peter 3:8, "But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day." Do you ever feel like that people don't have time for you? That maybe you want to hang out with your parents, but they just are always busy and don't have time for you. Or some of your friends don't have time for you. Your teachers don't have time for you. We serve a God that is not bound by time. You know, it says right here that a day to him is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. And that's only saying that he has all the time you could ever imagine to spend with you. You're never going to go to God with a problem or just to hang out with him. And he's never going to say, I don't have time for you. Because to him, time doesn't exist. It doesn't bind him. He's not controlled by it like the rest of us are. So God's there to give us advice. He's there to protect us. And he's got all the time in the world for us. And the fourth name we want to look at is Prince of Peace. Do you ever feel like this whole Christian thing is really confusing? You know, you read your Bible and you're like, man, this is, it doesn't all make sense. Well, in 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says, for God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. And in other versions, that word that says disorder also says confusion. And we just got through doing a whole series about rest and peace and resting in God. Now, he doesn't want us to have this busy lifestyle. And sometimes being in junior high can be really confusing. It can just seem like you don't understand anything. Well, God doesn't want things to be like that. He wants to give you peace. He wants you to rest in him. So he wants to give you advice, be your wonderful counselor. He wants to protect you as your mighty God. He wants to be your everlasting Father, eternal Father, give you all the time he has. And he wants to give you rest and give you peace. Now, that picture of God isn't like the one that a lot of us probably know. A lot of us probably think of God as this distant God that's not really approachable. But he is. He wants to be your friend. And here's, you know, why am I taking the time to look at all these different names of God? You know, why do we really need to know God? And in Matthew 7, 22 through 23, this is Jesus talking. And he says, on judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. And what this is saying is kind of like if one of us were to say, God, I went to J. Crew every week. I went on the Pine Grove retreats. I went to New Orleans and served. I sing songs all the time about you that had the name God in them. You know, my parents had Bibles all around the house. It's like saying, I did all these things that look like I was a Christian and look like that, you know, I kind of knew what God was. But some of those people will say all that and he will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. And the one question that I want to ask you this morning, one question is, do you really know God? Do you really know him? Or is he just a name without a face? And when I say that, I mean, you know, a lot of times you hear these names of people, you know, there's popular names, but you might not necessarily know them. We talked about Babe Ruth earlier. There's some big figures in sports now or in, you know, actors and actresses that you might know all about them. You might go to their movies. You might watch their baseball and football games. You might read magazines about them. You might hear your parents talk about them. But if someone were to ask that person, some famous person, do you know this person? They would probably say, no, I don't know you. Even though you know all about them, they don't know you. Well, see, the difference between famous people now and God is that God wants to know you. And the biggest tragedy that I could think of would be for us to get to heaven and be sitting there on the judgment day thinking, man, I was around church my whole life. I'm good to go. But when God looks at you, he doesn't recognize you. He never knew you. And here's what I want you to know, the God that I know. And the God that I know is a wonderful counselor. Anytime I need advice about something, he's not always the first person I turn to, I'll be honest. But when I do turn to him first, I'm a lot better off than when I turn to other things first. He's a mighty God. When I get scared, when the things in life just scare me and overwhelm me, I can rest in God. I can find comfort in God because I know that he's mighty and he controls all. There's nothing he can't handle. There's all kinds of things that I can't handle, but there's nothing that he can't handle. He's my eternal Father. He's always going to have time. always going to have time for me. You know, when my boss or my friends, they don't have time to talk to me, God will always have time. And he's also the Prince of Peace, which means that I can rest in him, just like we've talked about last several weeks, is that you can find rest in him. And here's what I want you guys to do this week. I want you to find time to find out who God really is. Not who the God is that your parents have told you about, not the God that you hear in songs or read about, but who is God really? Ask him to reveal himself to you. Hang out with him. The only way you can do that is to spend time with him. You know, take time this week to really hang out with God and find out who he is. And it's just about time to go, but there's one more thing I want to say, and that's that there's some of you in here that are looking at me kind of like, well, yeah, but I've never even met that God for the first time. You know, you may have never even met that God for the first time. And there is nothing more important. There's no lunch you've got to get to. You know, your parents may be waiting out in the hallways, but frankly, that's not as important as you finding out who that God is. And there are leaders all over this room. Whenever we get done, everybody's going to jump up and start putting chairs up and trying to put tables down. And it gets really hectic in here. But I want you to know one thing. There's not a single leader in this room that won't stop everything they're doing to explain to you who God is. So please, please do not leave if you have a question about who God is. Because all of us want you to know. I want you to know the God that I serve intimately. I want you to know him really well. I want you to have somebody to go to for advice and comfort that's not going to let you down. And that's the God that I serve, these leaders serve, that a lot of your peers here serve. So please don't leave without finding out who he is. In 2 weeks, we're going to look at another one of the names that God, and this is going to be the name that God called himself by. So come back in 2 weeks and we're going to talk about the name that God called himself by and see what we can learn from that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all these guys in here, and I thank you for the names, the nicknames that you've given us to give us a little bit of a glimpse at who you are. God, but you've given us your whole Bible, your whole word, for us to find out who you are, find out how we're supposed to live. God, and I just thank you for the fact that you're always there for us. You protect us. You give us advice. God, and that you want us to rest in you and for you to be our best friend. God, I just ask that you help these guys to have a great week of worship. And if any of them don't know you, that they find out who you are today. In your name I pray. Amen.